15th, 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. Sunday, October 16th, 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. at the Ilario Center, West Oigo. Get more info at gmsofla.org.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
Can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah, we got you.
All right. Good evening, brother and sisters. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. For yours is the power and the glory for all time. I pledge allegiance, we pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic. That's right, to the Republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Good evening, brother and sister, patriotic cowboys and buccaneers. I welcome you to this show. I want you to call 556-9696. That's 556-9696. It's going to be a magnificent show tonight, brothers and sisters. A magnificent show, as it always is. You're listening to the best, and only those, the only ones that will tell you the truth. All the other stations around us, like the big Hate 70 AM, they preach propaganda all the time. If you want to hear the truth, come to WGSO. Amen. So what's up tonight, brothers and sisters? Give me a call. Anybody on the line? Hello?
Hello.
Hello, yeah. Phil.
Yeah, I'm here. Who's this?
This is Matthew, the oil man from Metairie, Louisiana. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm greatly blessed. We live in the United States of America. But we've got to have to protect our blessings because we're under constant attack. Brothers and sisters, you know, I'm going to shock you with something right now. I've mentioned before that there are many forms of abortion. There's many, many forms of abortion. But there are forms of abortion that I do believe in. I think we should abort the FBI. I think we should abort the Nazi IRSS. I think we need to abort all of those, you know, all of those alphabet organizations that stab us in the back. As a matter of fact, I hope and pray that the producer will play Backstabbers tonight. You know, to explain what these people are all about, because that's what they're doing to us right now. They're backstabbing, arm jabbing. My wife was murdered, Matthew, by Auschwitzner Hospital, or should I call them Bait-N-Switzner Hospital. They murdered my wife, and they murdered Miss Janice's husband, and quite a few other people around us. It's happening left and right. So don't take the jab, don't wear a mask, and don't follow any of the 666 new Nazi normal rules. You know, this is America. We're supposed
to. It is too late for me, my son.
It's not too late.
No, I'm not planning on taking any boosters or anything. Trust me on that. But, yeah, every day on Gab, I read about another basically casualty of the coronavirus vaccine. I'm like, this is insane. And people are still like saying that this is the greatest thing since sliced bread. Why are they doing that? Oh, they're paid to.
They sure are. The hospitals make more money shipping you out the back door than letting you leave. That's right. They make more money. And in fact, Dr. Fauci, he needs to be arrested. He's a war criminal. They're practicing biological, chemical, and drug warfare against the United States.
Well, do you know what Dr. Fauci was worth, net worth in 2019?
No, I don't, but I know it was in the millions and millions and millions.
It was $7.7 million. Do you know what his net worth is now?
No.
$19 million. So figure he earned his salary was between him and his wife, their salaries were probably about a cool mil for those 2 years. So where did the other millions come from? Inquiring minds want to know.
He's being paid off. He's being paid off by the New World Order satanic cabal is exactly what's going on.
Well, you call them that, and it is well that you do. But the reason why, I think one of the reasons why we have the problems we do is because they don't believe in Satan. They don't believe in God. They believe in man. They think that science will provide all the solutions for us, but they're staring at all these humans that are on the planet. And they're thinking to myself, oh, my God, we're overpopulated, and if we don't cull the herd, we're all going to die. So rather than they figure since them all dying is not acceptable to them, they figure, why don't we pick who dies? And guess who they picked? Us.
Okay.
Exactly.
I'm here.
Oh, hey, good to hear from you, John. Hey, John.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. Do you know how to post pictures on Gab? Or even your spot?
Yes.
Okay. You told us something, I think it was on Jeff's show at the beginning of the week, or it might have even been last week's radio show, but you went into your local Walmart in La Place wearing a Trump 1 shirt, and you didn't get that much grief.
No.
Is that correct?
That is correct. They actually... my black patriots actually love Trump.
Okay.
They love my shirt.
You should post that on Gab. It would help combat the endless wave of black pillars, people who are just ready to give up, people who are convinced that there's a. I find this in two threads. One, no point in fighting, Jesus is coming back tomorrow. The other is no point in fighting. They're too strong. The only way we can resolve this is by using violence. And I'm thinking to myself, that seems exactly to play into the hands of the Fibbies to use violence. And the thing about Jesus coming back, he doesn't say that he's going to come back just because of these signs and everything. He says, you're not supposed to know. It's supposed to be a guessing game. I have a feeling, I'm not basing this on a theology of the Bible. I cannot claim to be a good Bible student. But I have a feeling that he would probably prefer us doing something when he comes back as opposed to sitting around sucking our thumbs. What do you think?
There's instruction in the covenant tells you what to do.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here.
No, it still sounded like he was on Mars. And I know he's not signed up for that project yet. So I'm just thinking to myself, if we could show people that we're doing things, if we can use the social media that we have to try to undermine the media narratives that are being spun for us, this is winnable. We can do this. We don't have to sit there and, with our thumbs inserted in our mouths and just waiting for some white knight to come save us.
ain't coming. We can win this. We can turn it around.
We sure can. We got to storm the gates of hell. The Bible is...
No storming. No storming. No storming. The gates of hell will fail to overwhelm the church. None of the storming stuff, okay? Forget that storming stuff. That's what gets you a visit from the Thibbies. Let me ask you a question. I also heard that...
We got to go to a break now. You listen to Holy and Patriotic Jim Alai on WGSO.
Protect his home and family from disaster. Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Baron Supermarket, located at 1951 West Main Street in Lutcher, for the very best smoked sausage in the world. Baron Supermarket smokes their own sausage in their own state-of-the-art smokehouse in the rear of the store. Baron Supermarket also offers the best cuts in meat, like USDA Top Choice ribeye steaks, cut to your liking and thickness. Baron Supermarket also has the best fresh sausage, along with the finest in pork chops, too. That's Veyron Supermarket, the ribeye and smoked sausage people. Call 225-869-3731. Veyron Supermarket, River Parish flavor since 1912.
A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy's sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it. Join me, BJ Rusk, for the Something to Say radio show every weekday from 6 to 7 p.m. I'll be joined by Rudy Cicchini, and we will give our unique and fun thoughts on sports, music, entertainment, current events, and everything in between. Your calls are welcome, and you can also check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and at www.somethingtosayradioshow.com. The Something to Say Radio Show, weekdays at 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
The 14th Annual Oak Street Po'boy Festival, presented by Tony Shasheries, will offer up another heaping portion of delicious food and music on Sunday, November 6th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. This fest will feature over 40 food vendors, some of the best local music and art market, kids zone, and VIP hospitality areas. Entrance to this event is free, however, a wristband is required to purchase from our food vendors. A portion of wristband sales benefits our nonprofit partner, Son of a Saint. For more information and to purchase wristbands, please visit PoBoyFest.com.
Thank you, Freddie Mercury, for writing that good song. Gosh, I wish you were still alive right now, buddy, because I know you'd have some more good songs written about Democrats. Welcome back to Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya with the Flaming Conservative. Talk line 504-556-9696. Okay, we still got Matthew from Metairie on the phone. I'm going to tell those. I got a little personal story. I'm going to be, give me a few minutes to talk about it. You're going to be seeing a lot of great things coming up from me in 2023. 22 is just a taste of what's yet to come. I got a lot of big things planned. You got the Lord God's been speaking to me lately, and a lot of big things are coming. I'm about to win something big is about to change in my life for the better. My fortune's going to be changing. There's going to be a lot of big things coming from me, and this show is growing. This show is really going to take off, and we're in the planning in the trimester stages of a celebration for Memorial Day weekend 23. I can't say too much about it right now, but it's in the planning. Believe me, it's going to be a major celebration. And the other big thing for me, you're going to be seeing Automall Collision and Automall Record Service will come into fruition in 2023. And I have already written a book. I'm writing another book. I got some songs I'm writing. You're gonna be hearing me on CD too. My book. I'm gonna have another. I'm gonna have a children's book. And hey, I'm rolling, buddy. I'm rolling, my fellow Patriots. Nothing's stopping me now. God's my guiding light, buddies. What you think about that, Matthew?
Well, I wish you all the success in your endeavors. But before I hang up, I need to confirm something I heard on Jeff's show this week, and that is that Albert Guillory got a visit from the FBI.
Yes, he did.
Was it the 30 agents with guns drawn or just a couple of guys in polos? A
couple of guys in polos. I got to find out from I got to talk to Jeff about that.
Okay, yeah, because it would appear that their neb is widening. It's like when Jeff wasn't on Wednesday, that was what I thought. Oh, the FBI must have paid him a visit.
Yeah, they're going after everybody who's turned from a Democrat to a Republican. Because
after everybody who is guilty of the great and grave sin of election denying.
Yes.
Apparently that is up there, I don't know, selling secrets to the Russians. That is up there with selling secrets. No, wait, that's right. Selling secrets to the Chinese is okay if you're a Democrat.
You got it.
Hey, Matthew, thank you for sending all that stuff to me. It's helping me out tremendously. I appreciate it tremendously.
You're welcome. I enjoy sending it. It's a bit of a challenge because now my primary phone, which had like the giant clipboard from heck that could like store 60 items on it, is taken very ill. And so I've got a replacement phone on the way. I'm using my backup phone, and the clipboard on it is like 6 items, and that's it. So I got to be very slow.
I've been sharing it with my family, Matthew. I've been sharing it with all my family and friends. And, you know, if I could, I'd give it to everybody. So keep sending it out as much as possible and encourage some whistleblowing, especially against the FBI. They need to be abolished first. Let's start with them. They need to be abolished. They need to be aborted. They need to be defunded. Let's start with them and then defund the IR Nazi SS. Because
do you have a Rumble account so you can watch videos on there?
My wife's got it. My wife has a smartphone. She's got it.
Okay, well, go to Rumble and watch the Dan Bongino show from Thursday and Friday of last week. He has a whistleblower on there from the FBI named Kyle, and I cannot pronounce his last name. It begins with an S. It's like Schubert. But Kyle Schubert, has a really scary and fascinating story to tell about the FBI. See, they've been told that they're supposed to crack down on white supremacists and neo-Nazis. And if they can't find any, well, the unwritten rule is manufacture them.
Okay, I'm sorry.
So,
that's exactly what they're doing. They're manufacturing all of these lies. If at first the lie doesn't succeed, lie, lie, lie again. But since I'm saying it right now, they need to be defunded, abolished, aborted. All of them.
Well, but yeah, I'm with you on that. But then I'm not a conservative either. I've lost all faith in the institution. So, at any rate, gentlemen, this has been a great show. And like I said, John, I wish you the greatest of success, and Phil, I wish you the greatest happiness and liberty, but until next Friday, this is Matthew the Oil Man.
Hey, Matthew, you're a magnificent patriot. You are a magnificent patriot, brother, and never give
Thank
up, never
Phil.
Surrender. Everybody out there, listen to what I just said. Never give up, never surrender. Use the Bible as your guide to through this battle, because if we don't abort them, they're going to abort us.
And my birthday is Tuesday. My birthday is Tuesday. So next Friday after the show, I'm going to be celebrating my birthday by going to see Lily Nax at Southport Hall with my friend Stevie Blaze.
I hope you have a great time. Well, I will talk to y'all next Friday. Ciao.
Ciao,
God
buddy.
Bless you, Matthew. God bless you, too.
Phil, we're gonna be calling the Honorable Miss Eileen Carter so we can get an update on the LaToya recall.
Oh, please do, please do. Sign the recall petition now. Sign it. Get rid of her. She ought to be in jail.
After the break, we're gonna call her. Okay. We gotta go to a break. You listen to Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya with the Flaming Conservative on WGSO. Your house totally renovated? See Freeman. You have storm damage? See Freeman. See the pros at See Freeman Enterprises. 1317 West Airline Highway, Suite L, La Place, Louisiana. 504-559-2275. Serving the River Parish area for over 20 years with your roofing needs.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Don't miss Bluesberry Festival in Covington's Riverside Bougainvillea Park on October 8th. Enjoy performances by Samantha Fish, Band of Heathens, Jonathan Boogie Long, J.J. Mugler Band, and Jake Gunter on the West Staff Music Stage, plus a number of talented songwriters on the Ozone Songwriter Stage. The festival will also feature more than 20 art vendors, a beer garden, a food truck roundup, and Children's Village. Tickets are $30 online, $40 at the gates, and kids 10 and under get in free. Visit thebluesberryfest.com for details.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. As more people grow concerned with cases of excessive force by law enforcement, Louisiana State Police announced they're getting troopers into a national program called ABLE to educate officers on intervening with and deterring excessive force by fellow officers. LSP trooper Brian Lee says they want LSP officers to stop actions that can harm individuals and the community.
The majority of the mistakes we see in law enforcement, they're simple mistakes that people make. It's either something that's a blatant misconduct that just had not been acted upon, or someone that's dealing with some emotional wellness issues.
All troopers will undergo 8 hours of active bystandership for law enforcement. That's ABLE, active bystandership for law enforcement, over the next few months. A Lafayette man pleads guilty to federal kidnapping charges for abducting a man he arranged to meet via the dating app Grindr. 21-year-old Chance Seneca admitted to using the app to meet and kidnap the man with the intent to kill. He still faces a state trial for attempted murder. This is news from LRN.
Made in America. A simple idea that means everything at Mueller Metal Roofs and Buildings. It means local branches, dealing with friends and neighbors you trust. It means innovation, leading the way with better solutions. It means caring about our products and even more about the people who use them. It means pride in a job well done. Mueller, made in America, made to last.
2022 is the summer of Tiger Rag Magazine.
Tiger Rag.
Pick up a copy of Tiger Rag Magazine and take LSU sports with you wherever your travels take you.
I love this time of year.
By the pool, at the beach, or wheels up to your favorite vacation getaway. It's the summer of Tiger Rag Magazine.
This summer, best thing ever.
Tiger Rag Magazine. On newsstands and connecting with you at TigerRag.com.
New Orleans area Tiger fans, on your way to Alex Box Stadium to watch the baseball Tigers win the College World Series, and this fall, when you travel to Death Valley, aka Tiger Stadium, to watch Coach Brian Kelly win a national championship for the LSU Fighting Tigers football team, make that pit stop at Taylor's Express at 964 Louisiana Highway 3125 in Gramercy, the heart of the River Parishes. Taylor's Express is the only truck stop in the River Parishes to offer non-ethanol gasoline for the best performance from your car or truck. Taylor's also has 4 diesel fuel pump islands for truckers to easily fuel their trucks. That's Taylor's Express, 964 Louisiana Highway 3125 in Gramercy, Louisiana, 225-869-1734.
Each year, hurricanes and major flooding threaten cities, towns, and rural homes across the Gulf states. So chances are, there will be more storms and floods near here again. And between school, sports, and social lives, chances are, you won't be with your kids when it happens. Will they know what to do? Ready.gov/kids has all the educational tools and information to make the conversation easy. When the time comes, chances are, they'll feel prepared, not scared. So talk with your family today.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
Classic 80, early 80s hard rock, New Orleans hard rock, Persia. Stepping on the Train. Naming the song Hustle in Hollywood. Welcome back to Helene Patriotic Jambalaya with the Flaming Conservative. With my sidekick, Phil the Patriot, our Cajun Buccaneer. And we have on the phone the Honorable... We have on the phone the Honorable Miss Eileen Carter with updates on the LaToya recall. Good evening, Miss Eileen.
Hi,
Hi, how are you? You actually have both of us. You have myself and Belden. We're actually.
Hey, what's up, Noonie Man?
How you doing?
All right.
In the campaign van, we just finished up an event at Frenchman in Royal. It ended up being a very good spot, so we'll probably go back there to, you know, connect with the neighborhood and the residents of the French Quarter, Marin area. And we, as of Tuesday, we had a press conference. We have over 20% of the signatures that we need to get this recall done.
Yes.
Until February 22nd.
I love it.
We're not going to wait that long. We're trying to get everybody to come out by the end of the year. We want y'all to come out by the end of the year. We want to get this on the spring ballot. We want to be able to vote for a new mayor and create some new, something new for our community.
I wish you could let me have St. John Parish sign the recall, because I can get a bunch of signatures in St. John Parish.
I know. It can only be Orleans Parish. So we need all of our Orleans Parish voters to come out and get the signing, you know, get off the wall. We know that there's been a lot of retaliation and intimidation.
Yes. Speaking of retaliation, retaliation, I heard she's bullying people that work at the Subvention Water Board. If they sign the recall, they're getting fired. And she's getting her entourage to push people around. Like my best friend, he was shopping for his fiance at Victoria's Secret, and he caught her with the city credit card.
I don't know about that. I can't speak to any city credit card or anything like that. But
he witnessed it.
There's definitely intimidation towards city workers and police included, firefighters and things like that.
He witnessed it, and her entourage knocked the iPhone out of his hand.
Oh, I don't know. I know that they actually put that there was a request to see if she had one, and they said that she didn't. So I can't speak to that. That's why I can't speak to that at all. I don't know anything about that.
I had called for Lee Zurich. He never returned my call yet because I wanted to inform him about it, see if he can do some more investigations on it.
I know WDSU had actually done a request, and she said that she did not have a city credit card. So I don't know. I'm sure that they will still be digging, but I know that that was a response from the office that they do not have a credit card. But we were, you know, talking about the intimidation, and I'm saying it is very real. And if you're a city worker, you know a city worker, that should give you more reason to sign, because we will not be bullied. Our voices will not be quieted, and we are going to do this.
That's
and
right.
You don't have any administration should be able to do that to any of us. This is our constitutional right to be able to recall any elected official, and we are using our rights and making sure our voices are heard. So make sure you go on nolatoya.org. That is nolatoya.org. Find all of the information on where we're going to be. We have events this weekend and Saturday and Sunday. We will be at the Fried Chicken Fest on both days. We will be at Arts for Art's Sake or Napoleon the Magazine. So make sure you stop at one of the spots or find us at nolatoya.org. Find another spot to make sure your voice is heard and we get those signatures.
That's right. And I was proud to come help out a couple of times. I wish I can have more time to come volunteer, which I plan on doing again. I just got a lot going on. And now they got this thing. She's living rent-free in a city-owned apartment in the French Quarter.
That is true. Yep, that is absolutely true. They did an investigation on it, and her office actually responded that she does live there and she is not paying rent. So that is something that was confirmed by her office.
And she's a Jezebel. I mean, she's not from here. What? She's a Compton, California hood rat.
I really don't get into, like, you know, the name calling back and forth. I'm just really.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that.
You can say it your way, but for me, she's not doing her duties as mayor of the city.
She's not.
She's not executing her duties, and that's what it's about for me. You know, the trash, the crime, the streets. I mean, we can go through it. You know, Sewage and Water Board. she is the president of Sewage and Water Board. Everybody take a look at your bills. You know, we're all being affected in multiple different ways. And so we just want to make sure that everyone understands her responsibilities and the failures of her administration. And, you know, actually right now the OIG put out a report that the Public Works and Sewage and Water Board have not been working together the way that they should be to be able to get our roads fixed, and we're going to lose some of this federal funding. So these are the things that we need to be paying attention to, which is why all of this street work is still all over the place. So we're in a lot of trouble in New Orleans. We're in a crisis in multiple fronts, and we really need our voices to be heard. And that's why we're trying to get everybody to sign up now. We want to get these signatures by the end of the year. Get off the fence. Tell people stop being scared. Do not be intimidated, and sign the recall.
I want to save New Orleans. New Orleans, like I always say, I'm going to repeat it again. It's an economical engine of the whole state of Louisiana and the Mississippi Gulf Coast. Everything is centered around New Orleans. We got the number one port in the Gulf Coast. Am I correct on that, Eileen?
Absolutely. You are correct.
We have all the seafood resources. We have all the oil and gas in this state.
Exactly. And you see residents leaving, you're seeing small businesses closing, you're seeing large corporations leave. You saw the Rock and Roll Marathon has left. So this isn't just affecting, you know, us in Orleans Parish. It's affecting our neighbors and our neighboring parishes. But we need Orleans Parish voters to sign. So even if you're not from Orleans Parish and you want to help, you can help volunteer at one of the events and, you know, at one of our festivals. You know, festival season is coming up. Due to COVID, a lot of the festivals got pushed back, which helps us out. You know, help us set up a tent at one of these festivals and get these signatures. We can all do it together.
Yeah. What's going on in New Orleans right now is affecting Shreveport. It goes that far up north.
It goes to the state as many times as, you know, our neighbors and cities don't like to think that sometimes. But, you know, we're all in this together. New Orleans loves each and every one of you. And right now, your sisters and brothers down here need your help.
New Orleans affects the entire place. Why can't all the residents of Louisiana, you know, vote to recall LaToya DeShore? Because what happens in New Orleans affects the rest of the state. I don't like that law. I think I should be able to sign against LaToya the Destroyer.
Okay.
Well, unfortunately, we were the only ones that, you know, had the ability to vote for her, so that we will have the ability to vote her out. And we will all do it. You know, but you have to have all of these signatures have to be handwritten. So it's not like you can just go online. If we were able to go online, this would have been done a lot, you know, a lot quicker. But, you know, they're all handwritten, and it has to be done on certain sheets, and it has to be done a certain way. So we've gotten the 20% in 1 month, which is huge, and we want to make sure we stay at that pace and really make sure we meet people where they are. So if you need some information, nolatoya.org, that is nolatoya.org.
You hear that, fan club listeners? Listen, Eileen said, go nolatoya.org. And, I tell you what, I remember as a kid, New Orleans was headquarters to a lot of Fortune 500 corporations. Hibernia Bank, I mean, Smoothie King. What happened?
I don't know. I don't know.
Wembley Tie Factory? A lot of the ties that people wear in America came from New Orleans, Wembley Tie Factory.
Yeah, we've been through so much here. And it's just time that we do things differently, not just with this administration, but with politics in general. We need to change the way that politics is done. We want, you know, we want politicians who have listen to the people and enact the people's wishes. They are public servants. They are there to do the work of the people, and they forget that sometimes. So we are here to remind them and make sure that our voices are heard. You know, our top five things that are on our list aren't even being the light isn't even being shown on those issues. And so we are here to make sure not just this administration, but every administration from here forward, we are here, we're not going away, and you're going to hear us, and because we're going to be loud and we're not going anywhere. So after we recall this mayor, we will be doing debates to make sure that anyone who wants to be our next mayor will represent all of us.
That's
and I
right.
mean all of us. And so everybody will be at the table. I don't care what color your party is. We all have the same issues in our quality of life, and that's what we want to take care of.
We love each other, Eileen.
Yep, exactly. We want to have a city where our children can grow up and be proud of.
We're Americans. We gotta go to break. Eileen, I know you got things you got to do, but thank you for taking my call. I really appreciate that.
So we appreciate you as well, and thank you for helping us get the word out.
Okay.
God bless you, lady. God bless you, lady. God bless you.
We have to go to break. You listen
thank
to
you very much.
You listen to Holy Patriotic Jambalaya with the Flaming Conservative on WGSO 504-556-9696.
Need a new roof? See Freeman. Need your house totally renovated? See Freeman. Yeah. Damage? See Freeman. See the pros at See Freeman Enterprises. 1317 West Airline Highway, Suite L, La Crosse, Louisiana. 504-559-2275. Serving the River Parish area for over 20 years with your roofing needs.
Nolan's way to Alex Box Stadium to watch the baseball Tigers win the College World Series. And this fall, when you travel to Death Valley, a.k.a. Tiger Stadium, to watch Coach Brian Kelly win a national championship for the LSU Fighting Tigers football team, make that pit stop at Taylor's Express at 964 Louisiana Highway 3125 in Gramercy, the heart of the River Parishes. Taylor's Express is the only truck stop in the River Parishes to offer non-ethanol gasoline for the best performance from your car or truck. Taylor's also has 4 diesel fuel pump islands for truckers to easily fuel their trucks. That's Taylor's Express, 964 Louisiana Highway 3125 in Gramercy, Louisiana, 225-869-1734.
Baron Supermarket, located at 1951 West Main Street in Lutcher, for the very best smoked sausage in the world. Baron Supermarket smokes their own sausage in their own state-of-the-art smokehouse in the rear of the store. Baron Supermarket also offers the best cuts in meat, like USDA Top Choice ribeye steaks, cut to your liking and thickness. Baron Supermarket also has the best fresh sausage, along with the finest in pork chops, too. That's Veyron Supermarket, the ribeye and smoked sausage people. Call 225-869-3731. Veyron Supermarket, River Parish flavor since 1912.
A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy's sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it.
Welcome back, Hill and Patriotic Jim Alive, the Flaming Conservative. I got some good bumper music, Queensryche. Okay, welcome back with my sidekick, Phil the Patriot, everybody's Cajun Buccaneer. Okay.
Hey, listen, I got some instructions for everybody out there. I just looked it up in the Bible. Brothers and sisters, the formula to save our country is right here. Listen up. Put on the full armor of God that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, which you'll be able to quench the fiery darts of the wicked ones, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Get your Bible out right now if you want to save your family and your businesses in this country. America, wake up, amen.
Keep your eyes on God. Okay, I want to talk about the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. Reference my good buddy and colleague, Martha Huckabee. Here it is. Nord Stream 2 pipeline blows up. It would take 100 pounds of TNT to blow it up. Biden said he was going to destroy it as a threat to Putin. Now Biden's administration are deflecting. They know they did this, and they are trying to blame Putin. Putin would never shoot himself in the head. This was done by the Biden government. I believe you. He's on record. He's heard on video and audio saying he's going to blow up the pipeline. If Trump would have said that, Trump would be under the jail right now. What about Biden? He belongs under the jail. He's a criminal. Don't let his dementia fool you. He knows what he's doing. He's got... What's your take on that, Phil? Phil, did you hear me?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me? I'm here. Yes, sir.
What's your take on that? Would Biden say he's going to blow up that pipeline?
Biden needs to go to jail. Biden is the Joker. He's the Joker. Where's Batman and Robin when you need them, brothers and sisters? That guy's a Joker. I mean, he's working for the enemy. This is obviously sabotage. What's going to be next? They're going to start blowing up stuff over here? Well, they already went after the baby formula plants. Next time, they're going to try to abort, you know, in many other ways. They got all kinds of surprises and stuff they're going to set up. Because this is our voting season. It's getting ready to be November. They're going to try to attack us again. You know, we need to stop these people. The burning, looting, murderers, Antifa crowd, they're all punks and gangsters and thugs. Is exactly what they are. Speaking of thugs, medical thugs murdered my wife, murdered Janice's husband, and murdered America's left and right. And they even given these deadly shots to our children. You know, it messes their minds up and their bodies and their hearts. It destroys the normal rhythm of the human body. They really worked on this for a long time. The vaccination and the disease itself are all one thing. They're working together. They're man-made attacks on us. That's why I'm telling you these people need to go to jail for crimes against nature. For crimes, you know, they're using biological, chemical, and you know, germ warfare on the population, even as we speak right now. It's got to start right here. It's got to start right now. We need to follow the Bible left and right and prepare yourselves and get ready for way worse than any kind of hurricanes, because November is coming, brothers and sisters.
Okay. Before I give my take, this plug goes out to TikTok Cafe on I-10 Service Road in Causeway in Metairie. We had a late lunch. Phil and I and Mrs. Patriot had a late lunch over there. It was delicious.
It was good. Brothers and sisters, check out the TikTok Cafe tonight if you can. They're good people over there. You got to take pictures and everything. They got all kinds of wonderful signage in there that you can't find them all.
Three people can eat very well for about $50. Trust me. You ain't going to find that. Three people is not going to eat good for $50 at McDonald's. Now, let me get back to on Jeff's show on Ringside Politics this morning. Jeff's all-star, Chris Holton, was talking about watch for the midterm elections. Antifa's going to come out in full force. They're going to cause all kind of ruckus. They said the summer of love is nothing. The Democrats are extremely desperate right now.
The winter of hate. Hell on earth. Satan, the festival of Satan. They wear Satan's uniforms all over the place. Antifa and BLM are working for and with the FBI and all the rest of the alphabet organizations. You ought to know, because I'm telling you right now, they robbed Eddie Rispone of the election in the middle of the night, and they robbed Donald Trump of the election in the middle of the night.
Oh, you know it. And go to Antifa.com. You know what it goes to? The White House.
They took the White House over. They're a bunch of Nazis up in there. They're a whole bunch of Nazis, true Nazis. Putin's not the problem. The White House is.
This is my take on it. When the conservatives take back the majority of the House and Senate, we do not need Kevin McCarthy as Speaker of the House, nor Steve Scalise, nor Mitch Turtlehead McConnell as Senate Majority Leader. We need, if Donald Trump does not want to be Speaker of the House, we need Marjorie Taylor Greene to be Speaker of the House, and we need either John Kennedy or Rand Paul as Senate Majority Leader, because we're going to get some things done, like impeaching Biden and Harris and taking them to Guantanamo Bay prison where they belong. They belong. Nancy Pelosi belongs there. Chuckie Schumer belongs there. Hillary Clinton belongs there. Bill Clinton belongs there. Barack Obama belongs there. Michelle Obama belongs there. I'm talking about Guantanamo Bay prison. They have stolen from America. They stole.
They not only stole, they murdered a lot of people. Brothers, sisters, they need to be stopped. They need to be stopped. They're dangerous, psychopathic, nutty cyborgs from hell is exactly what they believe in. All of this transgenderism and all this stuff. They're projecting transgenderism disease onto your children even as we speak. At drag queen story hours, little boys and little girls. Let's just say they're fathering them and fantasizing about sex with them and all. They're all pedophilia political prostitutes is exactly. They're perverted, brothers and sisters. They're insane. They got a mental illness. It's called hate.
Bill Clinton is Bill Clinton is perverted. He's the proclaimed sexual healing president. He raped Monica Lewinsky. What? Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, what else they need to do? Get rid of the Federal Reserve, which we don't need. I think it's when Kennedy wanted to get rid of it, and he got killed by his own party. Income, and I don't see why we got to pay all these taxes in this country. Can America survive on just sales tax alone? I mean, we got income tax wasn't around until World War One in 1913. Woodrow Wilson started to help pay for World War One. And they saw how much money they got coming in. Woodrow Wilson, a Democrat president, he said, wow, we're going to keep this in. They start coming out, oh, we need to pay a little bit more debts. I think we're coming 1 minute.
Hey, play Backstabbers. This is what they do. They all smile in your face. All they want to do is take your place, mask your face, and destroy your faith. The backstabbing arm jabbers. Yes, the backstabbing arm jabbers. Yes, the illegal experimental death injection arm jabbers from hell. Wake up, America. Amen.
We're coming to the end of the show, unfortunately. Stay tuned. Stay tuned for the Big John Mason Show. Until next week, same bat time, same bat channel. Next week is my birthday week. I'll be my last of my 50s. Wake up, America. Jesus first.
Need a new roof? See Freeman. Need your house totally renovated? See Freeman. You have storm damage? See Freeman. See the pros at See Freeman Enterprises. 1317 West Airline Highway, Suite L, La Paz, Louisiana. 504-559-2275. Serving the River Parish area for over 20 years with your roofing needs.
New Orleans area Tiger fans, on your way to Alex Box Stadium to watch the baseball Tigers win the College World Series, and this fall, when you travel to Death Valley, aka Tiger Stadium, to watch Coach Brian Kelly win a national championship for the LSU Fighting Tigers football team. Make that pit stop at Taylor's Express at 964 Louisiana Highway 3125 in Gramercy, the heart of the River Parishes. Taylor's Express is the only truck stop in the River Parishes to offer non-ethanol gasoline for the best performance from your car or truck. Taylor's also has 4 diesel fuel pump islands for truckers to easily fuel their trucks. That's Taylor's Express, 964 Louisiana Highway 3125,
in Gramercy, Louisiana, 225-869-1734.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hey all, Brian Diaz here, host of the NOLA Drink Show. Kick off your weekend happy hour with me every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM New Orleans.